Honor Breakfast Show, Monday to Friday, 6 to 9, on Smile 90.4 FM.
I got an email from Lizelle from Westridge. She got in touch with us as a single mom, and she said, almost 3 years ago, I got divorced. My ex-husband was naturally the breadwinner, but after the divorce, he basically had to take care of everything, bills, kids, etc. Things are okay now. I got myself back onto my feet. I managed to pay for everything every month, but we just get to pay for everything every month. I just kind of miss being able to take my kids shopping, and I look at Lizelle's kids. They're aged 9 and 17. And these two girls are at the ages where if you think if you've got a 9-year-old in the car, maybe you're dropping them off this morning, or a 17-year-old, needs are drastically different, but they do have needs. And those kids, think about when last you bought them new clothing, for example. She says, my biggest challenge is that I'm unable to provide the basic needs like clothing for my kids. If I could ask for help, it would be to take my kids clothes shopping without feeling guilty about it. I'm not looking for financial support, but I think a clothing voucher will go a long way to make sure that the 17 and 9-year-old have something new. I mean, in my house, we can pass on because there's a year gap. So the one kid wears it, the other one gets to wear it. But imagine getting hand-me-downs from people all the time.
Yeah.
And you're never able to take your kids out and go, this is what it feels like to go shopping for new clothes.
And it's such a simple request that most of us take for granted.
Absolutely. Lizelle goes, I started carpooling some of the students that are at my daughter's school. I earned extra bucks there to see the daily expenses of running the household and to help with it. Electricity, water, school fees, Wi-Fi we need for research and projects at school. Whatever's left, we get for food. I drop both girls at school. I currently work besides carpooling these 5 students. And with all of this in place, I would love to take them shopping at least once for something new.
Sure.
Let's phone Lizelle.
Hi, good morning.
It's so lekker to be talking to you finally. It's Ryan here.
Yes.
Ricky and Success
today.
Are here as well.
It's been a long process, yes. And exciting to hear from the team.
It is exciting, but I'm reading your story and I can't help but feel just so like, I keep mentioning the fact that every parent...
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
That story is probably 80% of women's story.
That's a true.
Yeah.
Lizelle, what makes it hit home harder is the fact that you are a mom who's so unselfish. I know that every mom's unselfish, but you reach out to you and you go, well, it's not only my story. There's so many others that are like me. This just happens to be my
story.
I
mean, I used to be extremely private before, but, since I've when you divorce, you tend to meet other divorced people or other people that's raising kids on their own. And then you hear people's stories and you're like, oh, my God, I thought I was like the only one going through this. But you know what? It's, everyone is going through it,
Absolutely.
At some stage in your life, you're going to hit this patch. And unfortunately for me, this is just that patch that I hit.
And let's face it, kids, doesn't matter where they are in their lives, where they are at school. Kids, they cost a lot of money, but just by nature.
Tons of money.
Schooling.
school.
You got high school, you got primary school, you've got, you're juggling everything at once. There's no time off. But listen, I actually want to ask
Moms
you, Lizelle.
Moms don't get a day off. No, they don't.
I wanted to ask you that. Do you ever get time to you?
You know what? Yesterday, I wrote my last exam and I was telling the kids, I'm so glad that it's done because now I can actually just breathe and do something for me because I love running and I haven't run in a long time. And so I was like, but today I was like, you know what? Let me just catch up with housework because I haven't done that in a while because I've been so busy studying. So I do need to make time for myself, but you always put everybody else ahead of you and especially the kids. But yes, that is just being a mom. I think it just comes with the territory of being a mom. We're always going to put our kids first, but it's important to put us first, but it hardly happens.
Now, Lizelle, I'm going to do this, no one knows this. No one that's prepared for us to be talking to you knows this, and this is what I'm going to do, right? I want you and your family to go stay at Century City Conference Center and Hotel on me. I want you to get away with the family.
So cool.
And I want you just to spend the weekend relaxing as a family and not worrying about it. The whole family. You and your girls are going. You and your girls are going for the weekend.
Girls' weekend.
And you're going to be pampered. Your food's going to be taken care of. You're going to be spoiled. You're going to go there to Gary Kutzer, who's the CEO of Century City Conference Center and Hotels.
Oh, that is so awesome.
It's on me.
It's
on me.
It's my birthday. It's literally my birthday on the 18th. We don't have any money for this birthday.
Well, their alone is just a birthday gift that I want to gift you and say from me to you.
Thank you so much. That is so beautiful. Thank you.
Lizelle, am I right in saying that you're carpooling as well, or you're lifting?
I started doing like carpooling, earning extra money for the, that is just for bills.
Sure.
And every month, you're raising girls, and girls is all about clothes. And
absolutely.
And, everybody
I've got two
wants
girls.
A new thing.
Yeah.
And I haven't been able to do that for the kids. So even though we've been getting along with bills and we've been getting along with petrol and inflation and all of that, I haven't been able to just tell my kids, hey, let's go to the mall and go get yourself an outfit. Even if it was from Mr. Price, I wasn't even able to do the minimal. And if I did, it was on my credit card or on a Mr. Price credit card. So I couldn't just do things that I still can't,
And now
it's
you've
hard
got
to say no to your
kids. I know.
It's difficult.
And Lizelle, now you're stuck with a situation where you've got an eldest daughter who's passing hand-me-downs to your youngest daughter.
That's literally been happening.
Top of that, you've got both kids coming home going, Mom, when are we going to go shopping? Mom, I need clothes. Mom, I need shoes. Mom,
like
I need a new wardrobe.
The youngest one has been getting hand-me-downs since she was born. It's so funny.
Lizelle, we are changing that. Today we are changing that. And I got Jess, your eldest daughter, on the line with us. Jess, hello.
Hi.
How are you, Jess?
I'm good, and you?
I'm good. Tell us about Mom. Mom's been working very hard.
Yeah, really hard. She was more of a hustler, since young.
Oh, man.
She's always been like that hustler type. She started her own business and everything, and eventually over time, she wanted to spend more time with her family. So eventually she gave up the whole business, and then she started her own driving club, like driving kids to school. And at some point, it's not enough. But it's working out at some point, it's working out. Obviously, there are some struggles, so here and there, but, she's a strong woman. She can cope with it,
Jess, when was the last time that you went on a shopping spree when, somebody said to you, Jess, in the store, it's a clothing store, shop, go, just go and shop. You want that, take it. You want the latest, that top, that pants, that whatever, those shoes, go, shop, go. And know that there's no, the sky's the limit. You can just go and shop till you drop. Has it ever happened in your life? Have you ever had that happen?
No.
It's happening right now.
Whoa.
What?
Yes. Jess, you and your mom and your young sister who's 9 years old are going to go with our friends at Pick and Pay Clothing. And you're going into Pick and Pay Clothing, and you are going to shop till you drop.
Whoa.
That's so cool, guys. No. Oh, my word. That is so cool.
I can go crazy.
Lizelle, I know that you're thinking, where do I start? You don't even have to think about that. You're going to go in there. Like, you're going to relax. We'll even pour you a cup of tea to calm the nerves before you go and do it. And you and me and your girls are going to go and shop with our friends at Pick and Pay Clothing. And we are going to go make sure that your kids feel really great and amazing in brand new clothes.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you. That is really
cool. That is really all that I've wanted, just for them to go and shop and just, without me telling them, look at the price first and look at if it's on markdown or whatever. So it's super cool. Thank you guys so much.
Lizelle, thanks so much for reaching out. And again, just you're an amazing mom. Don't let anybody tell you differently. Mm. You are doing the best job ever, raising two beautiful young girls. I wish you everything of the best. We'll follow
thanks
your
so much,
progress.
Guys.
And we're a phone call or an email away whenever. And like I said, a huge thanks to our friends at Pick and Pay Clothing. Lizelle, you and Jess.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo! We're going to shop, girlfriend.
I can hear shopping from
I know. Love it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
A couple of people we need to thank. Gary Kutzer from Century City Conference Center and Hotels, out with the Robbie Properties out in the north. Love that place. And, of course, you're my favorite place to go and do a bit of shopping is Pick and Pay Clothing. Speaking of which, Hazel, thank you so much from Pick and Pay Clothing.
thank you to Smile FM for including us on this journey with Lizelle. I think she represents many people, many females that are trying to make ends meet and also like give the best to her family. Mm. And I know it's just one particular family that we're helping, but I'm still of the firm belief even helping one person actually counts.
Absolutely. And Hazel, listen, the nice thing is that, you know, when it comes to trends and trendsetters, your stores are just that. They're a wonderful place to be. My kids, my family love Pick and Pay clothing. We're there quite a bit. My closest one is the one out at Plattercliff. So I really love the fact that, you know, you've got everything. It's all encompassing. There's something for mommy. There's something for the kids. They are going to have a blast when they go shopping.
Thank you. I really appreciate the support and the kind words. They're going to be shopping at our Canal Walk store that has all the products in our ranges. I just would be very excited to see Jessica and Isabella's response.
Yes.
And I'm really hoping that they find everything they need at our store.
Hazel, thank you so much. Lizelle, Jess and Isabella are going to shop till they drop. They can't wait. They're so super excited. Again, thanks to you and the amazing staff, the friendly staff you have at all your stores nationwide. Pick and Pay clothing coming to the party and helping out. Yeah. Thanks, Hazel. Take care. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks, bye-bye. Hazel. Bye-bye.
Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.